Delta Dental for AARP Dental Insurance Plan.
Para continuar en español, marque 8.
To get started, please say, I'm a dental provider, or I'm an insured member.
Member.
I see you're calling from the phone number 970-235-0470. To get started, what's the date of birth of the person you're calling about?
4/25/53.
There are multiple policies listed for this member. Which of the following would you like to discuss with a representative? Say, billing and payments, eligibility and benefits, claim status, or something else?
Something else.
Thanks. Please hold while we transfer you to a representative. Please note that your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
To help us improve future customer experience, we would like to know if you were calling about the same issue you recently called about. Please press 1 for yes or 2 for no. In order to better serve you, please stay on the line after the call to complete a short survey.
Thank you for calling Delta Dental. My name is Tian. What's your name and how can I help you today?
Hello. My name is Phil Rice. And I know you told me your name, but I didn't understand what you said. Would you tell me again, please?
My name is Tian.
Will you spell that, please?
T-I-O-N.
T-I-O-N, T like Tom, T-I-O-N, do I have that right?
Correct.
Tian, okay. Thank you, Tian. I'm calling with questions about my AARP dental insurance. Am I correct in thinking that you'll be able to help me with those?
All right. So before we begin, I do have to transfer you to AARP. D2C line, give me just a moment. What is this service?
Thank you for calling Delta Dental. This is Shaniqua. How can I help?
Hello, my name is Phil Rice, and I think you told me your name, and I did not understand what you said. Would you tell me again, please?
My name is Shaniqua.
Can you spell that, please?
S-H-E-N-I-Q-U-A.
All right. Thank you, Shaniqua. I'm calling with questions about my Delta Dental AARP insurance. Are you the right person for me to talk to?
Okay, I'd be happy to assist you with those benefits. Okay, can I just get you to verify your name, date of birth, as well as your address?
My name is Philip Rice. My date of birth is 4/25/53. My address is 11268 East Linvale Drive in Aurora, Colorado.
Okay, I do see you're active with Delta Dental PPO. Okay, email address that we have on file, phil.rice@mkgapappraisal.com.
Yes, that's right.
Okay, and how can I help you today, Mr. Rice, pertaining to benefits?
So again, I'm calling with questions about my AARP policy. And are you able to answer those? The last person
I'm on the policy.
So I was trying to complete a sentence there and you interrupted me. It doesn't work when we both talk at the same time. So will you listen to me and let me finish my sentence and then you can say what you need to say. Is that all right with you if we try and do it that way? Are you there?
Go ahead.
I asked you a question, and I'm hoping that you'll give me an answer. Yes, it is
okay.
You
asked me a question before, and I answered. I said I'm on your AARP policy, so you can go ahead.
Okay. You said I can go ahead, but you didn't say that you'll try not to interrupt me the next time.
Okay, Mr. Rice, I can go ahead and help you with your benefit information for your AARP plan if you'd like to go ahead and let me know what you needed help with. So if
all
you
right.
can go ahead and explain, I'll be happy to assist.
I've been looking at my certificate of coverage. I've got a PDF file for certificate of coverage, and there's a chart in there that gives summary information about what's covered and what's not and how much. Some at 100%, some at 80%, some at 50%. But I think I need more information than that. I need to get into the details. And so I'm wondering if there isn't some other document that's a more detailed explanation of what's covered and what's not. Would that be maybe explanation of coverage? Is that what it's called?
So when you said that you wanted more in detail pertaining to what treatment type, did you want more details about benefits?
All right. So what I'm asking is there a different document that contains additional information? You're asking me about which items I'm asking about, and I'm telling you I want to see the whole document, everything. Is there a contact?
So the only other way that you can see more in depth about the treatment types is with a procedure code. And so you would have to put in the procedure code, and then it'll let you know the certain coverage.
All right. So
you would get the procedure code. Go ahead.
Can I get you to send me a list of all the procedure codes and which ones are covered and which ones aren't? Where is that information? I mean, is there not a written document that says this is what's covered and this is what's not?
Yes, that's your benefits. And so you can also view that on the website at the Delta Dental NS website.
Well,
/AARP.
I'm on the Delta Dental website right now. Can you...
It's the deltadentalins.com/AARP. So I think that you can see online is what I can also see. But if you wanted to know something about a certain treatment or a procedure, you would need a procedure code.
Bear with me 1 second, please. It logged me out due to the lack of activity, so I'm logging back in. So, okay, I'm at the Delta Dental website that says Delta Dental, and I have two plans. It tells me the plan that I'm currently viewing is the AARP plan. That's active. And I see a screen that says, welcome, get to know your plan ahead for a visit, benefits usage. Would it be get to know your plan? Is that where I should start?
You could check in there.
So it's ID card, find a dentist, benefit details, deductible limitations, maximum coverage levels. There's really no place here that gives me anything more than just a summary. I don't even have a place to enter a code. And then if I had a code, I wouldn't know where to enter it.
Yeah. I know usually if you had to enter a code, you would go click on benefit search if you didn't want to look up a certain procedure code.
Right.
But I think
wait a minute. Stop for a minute, please. Stop for a minute. And you said if I had a code, I would click on benefit search. And I don't see any place where I can click on benefit search. Where am I going to find benefit search to click on?
So I'm not sure how it looks online. I can only view my screen and let you know what it looks like from on my end. So I'm not sure how it looks from the member's perspective.
Okay.
It should
so
be equivalent
I'm,
to what we both see.
I'm telling you, I don't see it. I don't think it's here. And what I'm asking
would you like me
is to send me the document where all of the codes are listed and whether they're covered or not, rather than try and find some place on the internet where I can input them one at a time. I want you to print out the document or a PDF file that you could email me, one or the other, where it's all there.
Give me one second. Okay, give me one second to put your number forward.
Yes, you can.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much for holding, Mr. Wright. So I went ahead and emailed you that benefits summary to your email address.
All right, so hold on. Okay, so sure enough, there are a large number of codes, maybe not all of them, but quite a few anyway. Should I take it that if the code doesn't show up on this list, then that means it's not covered? Is that what, the way I should read this?
Yes, that would mean it's not covered.
Right, so bear with me a second while I look at this. All right, so I'm looking at restorative, single crowns, and other restoratives. D2950. Oh, it says 50% right there. Okay, I see it now. 2790 and 2950 both say 50%. Okay. Root canals. Periodontics. 4341, 50%. 4355. 4910, 80%. Let me read what it says here. Some of this is hard for me to understand what they're talking about. Benefit is limited to 3 of any procedures within a calendar year for codes. There's a couple of codes, but 4910 is one of them. Limited to 3 procedures in a calendar year. All right. 4910, 80%. All right. So I think this is a little better. It gives me a little more information, and it may give me what I need. But I'm going to ask you to try and answer my question. And if your answer is you don't know, just say that. And I'm okay with that if you don't know. But don't try and change the subject, please. Just answer my question. My question is there something called Explanation of Coverage? Is there a document with that name, Explanation of Coverage? Is there such a thing?
Your Explanation of Coverage are what you're looking at right now.
This is called Eligibility and Benefits Summary. That's
also called an Explanation of Benefits. It outlines all of your codes and what you're covered for.
So I feel like I can't get a straight answer out of you. You're telling me that this is Explanation of Coverage. I'm looking for a document that's called Explanation of Coverage. That's what it says. And this doesn't say that.
Your Explanation of Coverage explains your plan guidelines, which is what you're looking at right now, sometimes called eligibility and benefits. It's both the same thing.
So here's what I heard you say. This Explanation of Coverage is the same thing as what I'm looking at now, but you're telling me there is no such thing as an Explanation of Coverage. It's an Eligibility and Benefits Summary.
They're
what
both the same. They do the same thing. They show you your plan guidelines.
But you don't have a document. What I'm hearing you say is that there's no such thing as a document that's called Explanation of Coverage. Can we agree that that's
there is,
the case?
There is such a thing, and you're also looking at it. I'm not sure what else you want me to say.
This is not called Explanation of Coverage. This is called Eligibility and Benefits Summary.
Okay.
I understand that there is a document called Eligibility and Benefits Summary. I'm looking at it. I get that. I'm asking if there's a document where it's going to be titled, where it's going to say right on the document, Explanation of Coverage. You're saying it's the same thing, but I'm asking, I want to see the document where it says Explanation of Coverage. And you're wanting to say, well, you're looking at the same thing. It's the same thing. And okay, but what I think you're trying to get by with here is to say you don't really know if there's an Explanation of Coverage where it says that right on the form, or if there is, you're not willing or able to send it to me, but you don't want to admit that. Just say that you don't know. If you say you don't know, okay. If you say it's the same thing, but it doesn't say Explanation of Coverage, then that's the question I'm asking. Is there a document where it says Explanation of Coverage right on the document? This doesn't say that anywhere. It may be that it has the same information, but it doesn't say Explanation of Coverage. Have I made myself clear? Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Why do I have to ask eight times?
Sure, you can say that. And is there anything else I can help you with, Mr. Rice? Because I'm not sure, kind of getting off the topic here. I'm trying to help, but you're not understanding what you want me to do here. I emailed you the benefits and eligibility, which is also known as the EOC. It does not say the EOC, but it's basically the same thing.
Right.
Is there anything else that I can help you with today?
It doesn't say it, but it's basically the same thing. So there's your statement. Okay. So you've answered my question there.
Is there anything else I can help you with today?
No. Goodbye.